Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your Honors, I don't want to be presumptuous, but how would the commission like me to submit the order? How do you normally do that?
Everything goes through Nikki upstairs.
Okay.
And then, so it'll go from Nikki, and then the clerk's office will probably have to have like an attest page.
Yeah.
That way we know all the originals get back where they need to go.
Thank you. All right.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Of an undeveloped platted road easement on vacate part of Shockley Road, file number 18128 CM.
Good morning, Mike Bridges here on behalf of College of the Ozarks and the other petitioners. This is just a first reading. I do have copies of the survey map for the properties, the property at issue, and they provided those.
Thank you. Thank you.
And in accordance with the statute, I'll just go ahead and read the petition if that's all right. In a matter of vacation of part of Shockley Road, located south of plots 4 and 5, Shockley subdivision is for the recorded plat. And book 3, page 57, Taney County, Missouri, more fully described in the legal description and survey attached as exhibits A and B. Petition to vacate part of Shockley Road. Comes now the School of the Ozarks, Missouri Nonprofit Corporation, also known as College of the Ozarks, which is authorized to transact business in the state of Missouri. And along with the undersigned residents of Oliver Township, together the petitioners, state to the commission the following in support of this petition to vacate part of Shockley Road. Paragraph 1. Attached to this petition is Exhibit A, and incorporated by this reference is the legal description of that part of Shockley Road, the roadway, which petitioners propose should be vacated. And I would propose to just adopt that by reference rather than read that whole legal description. Unless counsel for the county objects. Paragraph 2, attached to this petition as Exhibit B and incorporated by reference is a survey map depicting the roadway shown in yellow, which petitioners propose should be vacated, and that's what I've handed to the commissioners. Paragraph 3, petitioners and each of them state that the roadway is useless, and that repairing and maintaining the same presents an unreasonable burden upon Oliver Township and the county. Paragraph 4, petitioners further state, A, that the college owns the real estate located on both sides of the roadway to be vacated, B, that they desire to have the roadway vacated, and C, that vacating the roadway will not be detrimental to any other party. Therefore, petitioners pray the commission to enter an order vacating the above described roadway and for such other and further relief as the commission deems appropriate. I would be glad to answer any questions that you may have at this time.
Is 9 where the old cabin is? That
Right.
There? Is that the old cabin?
Well, you know more about it than I do. Now, I believe plot 3 is owned by Brenda Keeter Trust. Plot 4 and 5 are the ones that the college owns.
So you're
the area that's to be, that we're asking to be vacated. And the college owns.
Right.
On all sides.
And this right here is where they came in, and now they have an entrance going through there to this gentleman's house because there was an issue there. I know that's that.
Yeah, and we can put on some testimony.
No. I was trying to figure exactly where we were at. So.
Yeah, I think this is being used for parking. I don't know what all. Gaining access to property that belongs to the college.
Right.
By unauthorized folks. So their intention is just to close that off.
Devin, right now, where do we turn around at to stop our maintenance? Because that's where those two steep hills start to.
Is between lot 3 and lot 4, would you be able to
get in that driveway? I can't answer you that, but I will help you for sure. I'm guessing they'll accommodate how you need. I can't imagine.
Well, we can make a contingent upon that as well. So that's
now, when you say contingent, would you be expecting any kind of a formal easement of some sort? Okay, well, I'll talk with our surveyor.
Because if not there, then we may have to put a hammerhead just past it on the actual part of the property where that's being vacated.
Okay.
That's being requested. So like the... Or that would be the southeast corner of lot 4, or plot 4 maybe.
Okay.
Just a 30-foot hammerhead.
Okay.
If not, right there at the existing driveway for the property next to you, which is plot 3.
We'll get in touch and we'll get that worked out.
You guys have a problem with it doing that,
right? I don't.
Thank you.
Is this... What statute did you file this under?
221.
Okay. Yep. Let's see, this will be continued anyway. So at that time, you can go ahead and have that all straightened out before the next term.
I know that I forwarded a proposed order. Do we want to incorporate that? All right. I'll revise that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Merrill.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mike Merrill for the petitioner. Ballnobber Hill LLC is a limited liability company organized here in the state of Missouri. The LLC owns all of Block 5. Of Kirbyville, Warnerville subdivision. And as platted in Block 5, there's an undeveloped public road known as Hart Lane. And as you can tell, it's never been developed.
Hart Lane. Looks like actually buildings have been built on it.
You talking about just that little right there? Was that whole thing platted as a road?
It's yes. Platted all the way down.
Yeah, 50 foot.
So yeah, this right here, that's the platted.
Yes, it was 50 foot wide road platted.
Typically, and I'm just, I know maps aren't always correct. This right here is closed off. Typically, with the road, it's not closed off. That's why.
Right. It is so why just is, from the edge of Morningside Lane.
You guys did
yeah,
not.
Morning Song Lane.
Moving outside just a little bit. Back up. Right there, we'll go right.
Well, typically on maps, when the yellow lines, and it looks like there's a line there that separates it and makes it its own lot or parcel, and that's why I had a question.
This is one big parcel that had all these lots in it. In the last 6 months, we wanted to change where the lot lines were. Because we wanted to develop it more. In order to get those extra units into the back of that property, we were required to put a public road there. But we have gone through the sewer department and they won't allow what we wanted to do. So we want to pull that back away from the public road. There is a driveway that goes up in front of that.
Right above that 113, talk about that shed there.
That's a shed, and there's presently a duplex right next to that, which uses the address of Morningside Lane. And it's just a driveway. Well, it's a driveway for that. But we made a public road, and we figured out that it was public, and that's not what we wanted, so we're trying to pull it back to it.
But what's platted is right there, the little lane that says like Morningstar Lane, but it's platted all the way down behind those lots. Is that not part of what you're, it, on the map that I looked at, it said Morningstar?
But they're only going to the edge of Lot 5, not the easement that goes along the whole east edge.
Okay. Because when I looked at it, it said morning, called that Morningstar Lane also, and it's not on the tax road, so I assumed it was a platted road.
There's a road there, but it's not developed, and we don't want to take away from that when we're going up to the.
Okay, just the short part.
Who owns this? Where your mouse is now?
We've not heard from Empire or Liberty. White River responded. The sewer department is on
the description. So your legal description defines very clearly that it's just going to be the one, the line, what's...
Yes, just block 5. Lot 5 is here.
I don't want to make a mistake and get the whole thing here. Like we've had. Right here, unidentified. So, if you could easily. Okay.
I do have a letter here from White River Electric Co-op. Cooperative in regards to Morning Song Lane.